Do summer projects your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
How can we make the perfect balance between positive and negative thoughts? That was a trick question. The way to a healthy mental experience is not to control our thoughts. If we try to manipulate our thoughts, we're being dishonest with ourselves. Not only that, but we'd also be fighting an exhausting battle since the mind has a pretty strong will of its own. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Jade Wu. Every week, I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. And today, we're going to talk about how to avoid common thinking traps. And this will be part one of a two-part series. So trying to put all of our inner experiences in rose-colored boxes often either doesn't work or doesn't last very long. The truth is, our thoughts are not always positive, and they shouldn't be. To help us navigate the world and make sound decisions, we need a variety of thoughts, not just positive ones. Right next to the peppy, I can totally do a triathlon, we also need the sobering, I won't be able to unless I start training. The mind likes to worry, criticize, complain, doubt, regret, downplay, and generally bring us back down to earth. It sometimes even goes too far and keeps us mired in muddy, unhelpful swamps. And in those moments, we could use a positive lift. So here's a better question to ask yourself. How can I gain better awareness of the tricks my thoughts play? And how do I get out of the unhelpful thinking traps for better mental health and more successful living? Well, let's take a look at some common thinking traps, how to recognize them, and how to get yourself out of those loops. So thinking trap number one, this is one of my favorites because we all do this, black and white thinking. I bombed this presentation because I messed up the order of two important slides. My friends have partners, so they're lovable. I'm single because I'm unlovable. Your parents were perfect because they supported your dreams, but mine ruined my life because they didn't let me go to art school. Have you had thoughts like these? And, well, you certainly wouldn't be alone if you have. We're very good at making contrasts and comparisons. From a young age, we're taught about the concept of being tall by comparing it with being short, and the concept of old by comparing it with young. No wonder we often draw all-or-nothing lines that put our situation in the awful box while others seem to be in the awesome box. But is there really no middle ground? No room for mistakes between a perfect presentation and a totally bombed one? Does the line between married and single perfectly map onto the line between lovable and unlovable? Does such a firm line even exist? And how do these lines make you feel? Here's how to avoid this thinking trap. The first tip is to allow natural nuance. The goal is not to convince yourself that you like a situation that you don't like. Rather, it's to acknowledge that there are gray areas and caveats, to be fairs, and I guess it depends. It sure sucks that your parents didn't let you go to art school, and there might be other ways in which your parents were supportive. Perhaps they taught you how to do things around the house, modeled responsibility, gave you warmth and comfort, paid for your accounting degree, or worked hard to be nice to your significant other. They've certainly made mistakes, but there's a whole football field of distance between perfect parents and ruining your life, isn't there? Would you rather live in perpetual resentment or allow yourself mixed feelings of appreciation and disappointment? So next time your mind tells you a story that seems to only present two forks in the road, slow down and ask if you might be missing some options. The more of those that you see, the clearer the picture will be. Thinking trap number two, jumping to conclusions. This closely rivals all or nothing thinking as one of the most popular thinking traps. I do this a lot myself. So for example, she didn't answer my text, so she must be mad at me. If I'm not absolutely stellar at this interview, they'll write me off for good. The doctor is frowning at my chart, so there must be something terribly wrong with my test results. For better or worse, our brains are faster than the speed of sound, always racing ahead on the fabric of time-space to see what might lie ahead. Sometimes this is very helpful. If we waited while we deliberated each thought carefully and rationally, we wouldn't be fast enough to duck a baseball flying at our head. But sometimes this eagerness to think ahead lands us in trouble. Sometimes, even before a situation fully unfolds, we've already convinced ourselves that we know what's going to happen. Not only can this cause anxiety, but sometimes it can even become a self-fulfilling prophecy. For example, if I've convinced myself that nobody at this party is going to like me, I'll be nervous, sullen, or even defensive all evening. If the new people I meet end up not being fans of this crabby version of me, could you blame them? What if I had gone in with an open mind and a more relaxed attitude? Then I might have been more likable. So here's how to avoid this thinking trap of jumping to conclusions. If you feel yourself getting nervous or discouraged about an upcoming situation, ask yourself if you're time traveling or mind reading. Is your thought based on facts that have already happened, or is it based on what you fear might happen? No matter how confident you are in your prediction, and to be fair, you might be accurate, it's helpful to remember that, at the very least, what you fear is not yet true. There's no need to spend time wrestling with this right now.
Do summer projects your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And last but not least, in today's part one of the Common Thinking Traps series, is thinking trap number three, the mental filter. Here's what I mean. Every time I have an insomnia night, my brain is totally useless the next day. My partner is always leaving dirty clothes on the floor. She's hopeless. I suck at art. I've only ever drawn stick figures. In addition to being lightning fast, our brains are also naturally good defense lawyers. Without even knowing it, we often stake out a claim and automatically start searching for evidence to back it up. If only I had a dollar for every time a patient with insomnia has said that their daytime mood is 100% tied to last night's sleep. Sure, last night you slept poorly, and you feel awful today. And last Friday you slept poorly and felt awful on Saturday. And last Tuesday you slept poorly and felt awful on Wednesday. Sure, there certainly seems to be a pattern, but have there been any days when you felt fine after a bad night of sleep? Or any bad days after you slept well? When we blame our moods on sleep, of course, we'll remember the instances that prove our point. We were on the lookout for that evidence in the first place. But we have a harder time noticing or remembering evidence to the contrary. Sometimes we go even further by not even allowing ourselves to find contrary evidence. So here's how to avoid this particular thinking trap. Perhaps it's true that you've only ever drawn stick figures, but have you tried to draw more seriously with an open mind? Van Gogh himself would never have become a great artist if he had constantly told himself that he couldn't be one. So next time you feel stuck or despairing about something, see if you're looking at the situation with blinders on. Put on an independent investigator's hat instead of a defense lawyer's, and let yourself explore the evidence. Suspend your belief and ask if there's anything you might be missing. Notice how the key to avoiding all of these thinking traps that we've talked about so far is slowing down, adding nuance, and completing the picture. None of them are about changing your thoughts from negative to positive with brute force. That's one wrestling match you will not win anyway, so why spend the effort? Instead, remind your brain to be fair and open, curious rather than judgmental. With practice, you might find yourself working with your thoughts instead of against them. And wouldn't that be more fun? Look forward to the second part of this two-part series, where we will bring emotions into the mix. We'll see how they can help or hinder you on the quest to balanced thinking. Meanwhile, let me know your thoughts and your feelings about thoughts and what you'd like to learn more about them. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm at QDT Savvy Psych and at Jade Wu PhD. If you'd like psychology tips delivered straight to your inbox, subscribe to the Savvy Psychology newsletter. You can also make sure you don't miss an episode by subscribing on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you got this podcast. Savvy Psychologist is audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg and edited by Karen Hertzberg. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and does not substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Do summer projects your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.